Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by the sun of York, and all the clouds that lowered upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean buried. Now are our brows bound with victorious wraiths, our bruised arms hung up for monuments, our stern alarums changed to merry matins, our dreadful marches to delightful measures. Grim-visaged war hath smoothed his wrinkled front, and now, instead of mounting bartered steeds to fright the souls of fearful adversaries, he capers nimbly in a laddish chamber to the lascivious plaisin' of a lute. But I, that am not shaped for sportive tricks, nor mad to court an amorous looking-glass, I that am rudely stamped, and want love's majesty to strut before a wanton amblin' nymph, I that am curtailed at this fair proportion, chated or fater by dissembling natter, deformed, unfinished, sent before me time into this brethen world scarce half made up, and that so lamely and unfashionable that dogs bark at me as I ought by them. Why, I, in this wake piping time of pace, no delight to pass away the time, unless to spy my shadow in the sun and descant on mine own deformity. And therefore, since I cannot prove a lover to entertain these fair well-spoken days, I am determined to prove a villain and hate the idle pleasures of these days. Plots by laid, inductions dangerous, bedrunken prophecies, libels and drains to set me brother Clarence and the king in deadly hate, the one against the other. And if King Edward be as true and just as I am subtle, false and treacherous, this day should Clarence closely be mewed up about a prophecy, which says that G of Edward's heirs, the murderer, shall be. Die, Futz, down to me soul. Here Clarence comes.